Good afternoon. You're listening to Israel 18 News. Here's what's happening in the Middle East right now. The weather in Israel today is warm and sunny. Tel Aviv is basking in clear skies, while Jerusalem enjoys a gentle breeze. Further south, Eilat is experiencing high temperatures, perfect for those enjoying the beach. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, earlier today, Iran fires on Israel, reigniting a smoldering conflict. Military correspondent Emmanuel Fabian reports renewed strikes and a massive Hezbollah bunker found under Beaufort. Also, the Jerusalem Post reports just in, the IDF warns a new conflict with Iran could last several days or escalate into full-blown war. Iran has fired more than 20 ballistic missiles at Israel. Also, this hour, Ynet says, U.S. President Trump calls for an immediate halt to hostilities, urging both Israel and Iran to stop shooting. The IDF confirms 22 missiles were launched from Iran overnight. Separately, Axios reports in the past hour, Trump calls on Israel and Iran to immediately stop shooting, as a ceasefire phrase. Netanyahu has defied this request, and finally, from Forward, in earlier reporting, Trump urges Iran to make a deal after firing missiles at Israel for the first time in 2 months. Here's what people are saying online. Ariel Ozeran, a journalist, posted just minutes ago that Iran's armed forces' central headquarters claim to have ended their operation against Israel. They warn of harsher responses if Israeli aggression continues. Amit Segal, a commentator, posted just now that Iran threatens more powerful actions if crimes continue, specifically mentioning southern Lebanon. The Times of Israel reported just now that hospitals across Israel have relocated operations to underground shelters in response to renewed missile attacks. This follows Health Ministry guidance for emergency status. Now for more on those stories, starting with the Times of Israel's report. The conflict between Iran and Israel has intensified with direct missile fire. The discovery of a Hezbollah bunker adds to the tension. Emmanuel Fabian notes these developments could trigger wider regional instability. Turning to the Jerusalem Post's coverage, the Israeli Defense Forces are bracing for a prolonged conflict. With over 20 missiles fired, the potential for escalation is significant. The IDF is on high alert, preparing for possible intensification. Meanwhile, Ynet reports President Trump's call for de-escalation. Despite his plea, tensions remain high. The IDF's confirmation of 22 missiles underscores the gravity. The international community watches closely, hoping for diplomatic intervention. On the economic front, first, from Walla Business, earlier today, the new furlough law, intended to provide certainty, is causing economic turmoil. Businesses struggle with its rigid structure, impacting employment stability. Separately, CTEC reports from earlier today, former unicorn Halo is cutting 50% of its workforce. The semiconductor company faces funding pressures while shifting focus to new technologies like drones and robotics. And finally, Globe's reports from earlier today, Almadev has cut its valuation to complete a funding round. The company, previously Elad Canada, raised NIS $340 million, highlighting challenges in the current financial climate. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 p.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.